evening with the members of the Yorkton Gamer Guild. Let us listen as they interact via fictional personas, combat the perils and pitfalls of the imagination, and occasionally devolve into primitive bouts of humor. Of course, this observation should not be undertaken lightly. Most of these people do not adhere to Emily Post, and this behavior is not acceptable outside of asylums. The Yorkton Gamer Guild proudly presents, in association with RPGMP3.com, Inspectors, Team America Ghost Police.
Which is awesome.
Actually,
we need another chair.
Why?
The confessional chair.
Okay, can we just like stand
actually, that
up?
That works really well.
What?
But like everyone, the rest of the people sit on the couch, and the person in the confessional chair sits on the chair.
So why don't we just all go sit on the couch and then have you sit in a chair while we're in there? Right. After we finish writing everything out.
I'm assuming
there's not a lot of actual.
I need to go grab my new dice.
I'm assuming there's not a lot of rolling in other.
Oh, there's
stuff.
Quite a bit of rolling.
Is there? Well, we've got the TV tray and there's rolling on every Chris movie's computer.
We need something to. Because this is all D6 based, right?
Yeah.
Those look kind of baggy.
Well, they don't feel metal. They're, like
they're not
plastic.
Supposed to, they're just.
They're just metal plates.
I thought they were. Oh.
They're chromed.
That's like just painting something.
I bet if I threw it really hard against something, it would crack.
I appreciate it if you didn't.
Don't be.
It's like telling water not to be wet.
The way this works.
Actually, everyone has pencils?
Down.
Yeah.
I need to get my own pencil here.
You want a pencil?
I like pencils.
Yours is yellow.
Is yours as bright as the sun?
So do we refer to ourselves by our aliases?
I suppose so.
Okay. I'll just call myself Gadget. So I can always refer to myself as Inspector Gadget.
Okay, so the way it goes is the you will have 9 dice to adjust from academics, athletics, technology, and contact. You have to have a minimum of 1, a maximum of 4 dice in there. Whenever you are challenged by a skill that's related to one of those, for example, academics would be researching something, you roll the number of dice.
Yeah.
And then you would choose the highest result, and from there you can...
Roll the stress table.
No. From there you consult the skill roll chart. So, we got a 6. So this would be an amazing result. The player gets to describe the result, and you gain 2 franchise dice.
Okay. So, the second column.
Second column. During the game, you will receive points of stress. When you're stressed, that might be getting injured, it might be getting mentally frazzled, it might be getting covered in goo. Because of this, your skills will be lowered temporarily until you go on vacation, usually.
Okay.
Because it's a dirty
job. What else do I need to fill out?
Well, if you can think of your character in mind, we might want description, background, where your character comes from. This talent weird ability section is very.
I can't do this.
This is the most rules light system you've ever played. I know this.
Calm down. Calm down, Glenn. Calm the fuck down!
I can't think creative in a short time period.
Then you're not creating anything. You
don't just get yourself.
Do you remember Rysis?
Yourself.
Glenn, do you remember Rysis?
No, I wouldn't know. I never played that because I didn't
know. The opposite of Rysis. He didn't.
Fuck's sake.
Rysis is the only game I've ever seen that's more rules light than this. And he opted out because he couldn't think what to do.
Okay. Just be yourself then. And trust me, yourself would probably qualify for being a recruit for the Inspectors franchise.
Do I get to be weird?
No.
Why not?
Okay. Well, okay, this talent weird ability section is something special about your character. Whenever you make a dice roll related to this, you get an extra dice. So
Spaghetti.
This one I like being very broad because it could just be something that, or it could be something that's completely roleplay aspect. For example, when I was playing this myself, I had supernatural detection. I got a +1 dice roll for finding out supernatural things and determining things because that's just something my character was either lucky to have or some natural pouring developed. Another one of our characters, he was a monkey. Didn't really gain any dice benefit from it, but for roleplay's aspect, he was a monkey. We got publicity from having a talking monkey on our team. He had a chip in his brain.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
He had a what?
A chip in his brain.
Oh.
So he was intelligent and all that.
What's his name, Dale?
His name was Chimpy.
He's an intelligent monkey and he still gets called Chimpy. I love it.
It was his nickname at the lab. So, anyway, the other one.
Star Wars.
The other character happened to be.
He counted about Star Wars.
That's the lamest talent ever.
That's actually, I think, one of the suggested ones.
Wow, that's.
Ah! Ah!
Anyway. You got told how to be a geek by geeks.
So.
Congrats.
Well, but maybe, for example, when encountering...
Great line, stick to life, motherfucker.
When encountering alien technology, maybe gets an extra dice on it or something like that.
Or distracting the guards.
This is just like that scene in Hoth.
Wait, what? Hoth?
Yeah, Hoth! The ice plane! Remember the ice plane? It's like...
Meanwhile, the party's going in behind him going, why is the guard so... He doesn't even look like he's ever seen the Star Wars movies. Hoth is fucking awesome!
So, and then, for example, the other one, he was a 12-year-old... computer whiz. His special ability was that due to the amounts of sugar and caffeine he intake, he could go without food or sleep for 2 weeks at a time.
Wow. That's not ridiculous. Well, and not have food or sleep.
So he's
Did he also include the piss in a bottle thing?
Oh god, we don't need to know that. I'm going to be a gadgeteer.
However, at the same time, it could be something like power lifter, where anything where you're using your athletics to lift something immensely.
Can my weird ability be gadgeteer? I always carry around a lot of.
Okay, no, that's something else. That would
I got a laser pointer.
That would be reflected by your technology score and suiting up before a mission.
Oh.
That's kind of.
Suit up!
That's also related to your starting funds and what your equipment is and all that.
However, maybe it could be something
like Inventor, where you get +1 dice when you're using an improvised thing that you just put together at the moment.
Let's do that.
MacGyver!
Yes! So it would be something like that, for example. Okay.
I don't know if I can call it MacGyver. I'll just call it Gadgeteer.
Yeah, that's for what your permanent stat is. That's for what your temporary stat is. Because sometimes when you get too stressed, you might forget that you actually have a PhD in technology, so...
You've come to smash!
That sounds like three words.
My alias is MacGyver. I'm a gadgeteer. I put shit together like that.
Fuck! All I've got is a potato, some paper clips, and some string. So, the way...
Fucking make a bomb!
So...
Boom! That's what MacGyver would do!
Man,
make a potato grenade somehow.
I guess. We'll see if it gets. We'll see. So the way I planned on starting this
position
was you guys have just got your franchise from Inspectors. You're starting out somewhere, and the late night show with Chuck O'Brien happens to want to interview you guys on live TV. So that's basically you're going to be kind of having this interview with him. So that's where you can. He's going to ask you questions about the characters, all those other things. We can make stuff up on the spot. We can kind of go back and forth on that. And then from there, we'll go to figuring out your company, all that as well.
Isn't the line under Inspectors actually from the movie, too? Playing Forces of Darkness so you don't have to? I guess I've not heard that before somewhere.
Probably.
Heard it somewhere. I don't know where.
So, anyway.
What do we use cool for?
Okay. Cool is something that lets you kind of ignore stress. You can use cool to recover a skill point that has been stressed out, or if you're only taking one point of stress, you can ignore it.
Gotcha.
So, again, we'll get to mechanics as it becomes more relevant. So, starting off here, figuring out characters. So, my next guest here on the Late Late Night Show with me, Chuck O'Brien, we have...
Fuck this show, I want to be on Larry King!
We have the latest group of ghost fighters here, soon to be aired on live television and part of the Inspector's series of shows here. Hello you guys, how are you doing?
Doing really good. It's good to be here. Pleasure to be here. Very much so. Always followed your show. This is a show, right?
I think so.
Yeah, always followed your show. Very, very good show.
Alright, it's great to have you guys here. Unfortunately, my teleprompter has kind of failed on me. I don't know you guys' names here. Let's start with you, sir.
James Nesmith, but nobody really calls me that. No, they call me Jim.
All right, nice to meet you, Jim. And to you, sir, what's your name?
I'm an amorphous blob. But my friends call me MacGyver. I don't know my name yet.
Very unfortunate accident last week on the case. We're hoping he'll remember his name in the near future. But for now, MacGyver's good enough.
Okay, I have to say we never had an amorphous blob on the show before.
Plus, I mean, check the mullet.
Dude, I don't have a mullet. Mullets were so 80s.
If he established you have it.
What?
If he established you have it.
No, I do not. Not yet. If it's established in the chair, he has it.
What?
Clint's going to use his time in the confessional chair to get your chair
for a moment. We'll try and get through this introduction here without using the chair. But at any other point, you're welcome to use the chair.
At the moment.
So,
if he does that, I'm going to choose something stupid
so,
in the chair.
I know.
Mr. MacGyver there,
MacGyver?
MacGyver.
It's a Jewish show, be quiet.
Don't claim.
I can't really tell there, but,
Don't not use it for us.
As an amorphous blob, what exactly do you bring to the team? Are you a big, strong guy? Are you good with your book learning? What do you do?
I have a lot of gray matter.
So you're intelligent, eh? On a scale of 1 to 4, where would you put yourself there?
Infinity billion.
And he also makes it look fussy.
That too! Apparently.
This is awesome.
It's like custom races.
I couldn't resist.
That was outstanding.
I was thinking about what I was thinking.
He has a lot of gray matter. He doesn't mean brains. He just collects anything that's gray. It's very odd.
And you, sir, what's your name there?
Skip.
Skip. That's right, our good buddy Skip.
I meant Skip as a
no, you're not. You're now Skip. Write it down.
That's your alias. You're Skip.
Oh, that's great.
He's understanding.
There. So, I have to wonder, now, of course, for show purposes, you're being aired under the Inspector's brand name, but what do you call your own business?
We call our business...
Skip Detective Agency and such.
No, he's just now he's reminding me of Matt Damon from
Matt
America.
Damon.
Matt Damon. You guys call ourselves Team America, World Police.
Wow. Awesome. This game just gets better and better. We have to play this on a game site, I swear to God. Team America, Ghost Police!
That's actually better, yeah.
Well, it's good to see that you're doing that for America there. But where are you located, then? Where's your central headquarters?
We're actually located out of Tijuana, Mexico.
Is that where your office is?
It was just easier to set up
cheap
there.
Cheap labor.
Yeah, cheap labor, cheaper offices, yeah. But we're definitely Team America. We're all American, too. All American. I mean,
someone's trying to hire you out, they have to go all the way to your office in Tijuana.
Or through the website. Yeah, website's been really, really good for us.
Our phone calls.
www.geocities.com/tilde-skip/new-project/no-bankruptcy/Team-America.
Or they can apparently that extends them all the way into Russia. Our 1-800 number always sends them to Russian.
Yeah, our 1-800 number is Klondike 779-553-4728.
Oh no, just call 911.
And then extension 911-579-23-597-79235. And then they're going to ask you for a relay number. The relay number is really easy to remember, though. It's 7235975534325515887.
Well, I think I'll stop you there. Teleprompter is telling me that's too many spaces to fill on the TV there. So we'll just
just shorten it to 911.
Oh, okay, we'll do that there. We'll do that.
This is the best game ever.
So, what do you guys do? A partnership? Is one of you guys the CEO of this branch here? How does that work there?
Well, originally the money all came from Skip's Aunt Beatrice. We had to,
exercise her.
Oh, I see your first job then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
day. She's only been dead for 2 years, though, so she's really more of a silent partner at this point.
Well, especially after we exercised her.
Well, yeah, she shows up to the staff meetings only once a month these days.
Okay, so she's technically the banker behind it all, I guess.
Well, she was.
So you guys work as equal partners in Fimota then, eh?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. So then, Mr. Jim there, what's your area of specialties then?
Oh, yeah, I'm the guy who gets things done, and definitely do the things that need doing for the company. I give 110% to this company, and we just, you know, we go out, and it's a team effort, and we just go out and give 110%, and yeah, we really...
So you're a very well-rounded type of fellow, then, eh?
Yeah, very well-rounded. Yeah, it's a team effort, and, you know, we all just go give 110%. It's like when I play football in college.
110%? Do you have athletics 2 or 3? 110%.
I went to college on a scholarship.
You should have made yourself an academics 1, for Christ's sake.
Well, no, I went to college on a scholarship.
Yeah, you're a jock. You're stupid, but you have all your friends. You play football.
Okay.
Plus, I'm a contact athletics 1, academics 3, and technology 4. Glenn's contact for it. He's the fucking guy who talks to everyone.
Skip.
Yeah, he'll skip. The guy who knows everybody, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll just actually get your... I've been kind of trying to do a roundabout way of figuring out what your area of specialties.
Yeah, 1332 for my characters.
1332. And Mr. McGoiva.
I thought it was pretty apparent I'm the brains of the operation, even though I still give 110%.
Yeah, it's really. It's a team effort. We all really just go out there and give 110%.
Fuck's
sake. And,
Skip.
Skip. He's a 1-2-2-4.
Okay, then.
I'm seriously gonna make myself an amorphous blob.
Mr. McGoiver there, what were you doing before you, joined, Team America Ghost Police then?
Swimming in slushy?
No. Kind of, you know, reaching maturity in a petri dish.
Well, I see. So, definitely there where you got your education, among the best scientists, I imagine, there, eh?
Well, yeah. They taught me stuff. I certainly didn't eat their brains. I mean, absorb their... they taught me well.
Hey, due to a pressing legal matter, we actually can't discuss that at this time.
So in other words,
Well then, maybe you, Mr. Jim, what's your kind of background? What were you doing before this?
Oh, well, he was giving 110%.
Yeah, I went to college on a football scholarship. Dartmouth, go Whitefish. Yeah, and then after that, you know, really just a couple of years of selling blood and semen and one or two kidneys. Not mine. By the way. You know, my old friend Skip, who I knew through...
Drugs. Best drugs in the biz. Come to Skip.
No wonder he always says Skip.
Painkillers. You know, my knee was shot after football.
Who do you see? Skip.
So we went and saw Skip so that I could skip again. That was his ad campaign.
I see. So, Mr. Skip, then, this must be your, giving back to your community. Community type of thing, getting out of the dark kind of business there, right?
I more like to work in the darker kind of business to help the people. They also provide the best kind of retail.
I see. Okay then. Well, anything you want to say to our viewers?
If you have a problem, you can call us and we'll give 110% for you. It's a team effort here, and we will give 110%, maybe even 112% if you pay us enough. We've gone as high as 115, but that really hurts for the next day, and yeah, gassy. But 110% for you.
And make sure you wear a hat.
So remember to call Klondike 533-794.
Also, come and see it for the best drugs in hand.
Glenn, open the gate. Fuck yeah! Definitely not illegal.
Okay, well, our next guest will be the amazing, Jonas Montana Brothers, and until then, we'll see you guys next time.
No, he kind of combined two big fucking bands, Hannah Montana and the Jonas Brothers. The Jonas Montana Brothers.
You might want to skip him.
Yeah, there you go, skip them.
We're about to kill him. or what? Some, what? Something around his not being...
That's you. You're supposed to get his signature on a CD. Kill him.
Seriously?
Yes.
So...
Oh! Then you still might want to skip him. Does blood still count as a signature?
Blood still count as a signature?
Well, yeah, I mean DNA.
Good! Then don't check the back room for a couple of hours.
Okay. Were they wearing hats?
Your interview's over here. So,
No!
You guys all have equal positions then, as you were saying. Descriptions...
So should I just put position equal?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it is possible to have a CEO, a chief financial officer, a chief technological officer, but you guys are just equal. It works fine.
Sure. Description is what?
Equals, I guess.
No, description is what?
What do you look like?
To pull out with a problem.
Apparently you have no face and no particular... For whatever reason, you're just a humanoid-shaped thing.
Amorphous humanoid shape.
Okay. Now, see, technically...
My name's gonna be Grey Matter. There we go. My name is Grey Matter. My alias is MacGyver.
So, really, isn't... So, being a... So, that's kind of your weird ability, your weird thing, then. Is more so the being the amorphous blob than your gadgeteering.
Okay.
Okay, so this... You can't be everything here. It's
an interesting story
not being the best character for this type of game.
No, I don't care. You just said to write down something weird and that's the description. I'll be an amorphous blob.
Okay, well, then that's your talent. My
talent is amorphous. See description.
My position is equally giving 110%.
Is there not space on your sheet for a company slogan?
Equally smarter than everyone else. Wait,
on the franchise sheet? Okay. So, Skip's background is a drug dealer.
Do you want to get in on this? This is fucking amazing. It's an RPG called Inspectors. Cross Ghostbusters with reality TV.
You know what, Curtis's name is, I don't even remember what, Jim.
James Nesmith, but nobody ever calls me that. Call me Jim.
Hi.
And he's MacGyver. And then we got to Glenn's first reaction. Skip. Okay, hi Skip.
That's how he got his name. Then when they got to, when we were doing the introductions, I became what I am. Did Curtis. What's you? I know I'm MacGyver, but right now I'm just kind of an amorphous blob. That's who you are! You're an amorphous blob! I was like, okay, I grew up in a petri dish.
That's a good slush. That's also gonna make a good slushy.
Apparently. And Glenn's a drug dealer named Skip.
Wanna get out of this?
What? Yeah, he's a drug dealer named Skip.
From Mexico.
We're seriously just starting.
This is a game you make it up as you go.
You can be the new intern we just hired after the show.
I was actually thinking you guys do an interview with him.
You're
three eagles. Pass.
No. Oh, really? Dude, you're gonna. Oh,
okay,
so
next
fun.
Most important question. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Pizza?
Sure.
Cool. Wanna go order it? Because we're playing.
And you're not.
And we're giving 110%.
That's his fucking slogan. He says it all the time. It's so awesome.
I went to college on a football scholarship.
Where he gave 110%.
So whenever he's really nervous in front of the camera, he just devolves into his football speeches. Yeah, it's a team effort. We really just went out there and everybody gave 110%.
It's pretty awesome.
And then we did that stuff that we did. And then we all just gave him 110%.
Lots of teamwork. Lots of helping the person beside you.
And I keep telling everybody to make sure they're wearing hats. Because that's why I got so smart. I kind of soaked up the scientist brain. That
was so
funny. And I killed a pop star.
Great.
Buddy, come on, man. You can't be upset with him. He's given 110%.
And also,
future.
Zombie ant. Can she come out and show us up?
I think you're putting him a little too high on that one.
So, really went out there to push those cards around, giving it 110%.
We also have the zombie ant. Still shows up for meetings.
Yeah,
so we have zombie ant.
Your CEO, Skip's aunt.
Skip's dead aunt, Beatrice. We exercised her and now she fucking runs the company.
We made this all up on the fly.
So here's the question. Is she a spirit or is she like a zombie creature?
She'll be like a spirit.
A spirit?
Okay. Yeah. We exercised.
So Beatrice?
Beatrice. Yeah, Skip's great aunt, Beatrice. It's... so awesome!
You sure you don't want to get in on this? Because this is fucking awesome, by the way.
It makes no sense. It's like Rysis. Think of it like Rysis, except custom. You're not playing yourself. You're playing something totally random.
Why do you think
this is... I mean, really, it's a game where it works best with just regular people, like Skip and Jib. Just... Anyway. So, your description is kind of your basic retired jock type thing, right, Curtis?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm imagining Skip as trench coat and not much else. Okay. You're an amorphous ball.
think that guy...
I feel like he should have an afro.
Think the,
give me words to work with.
The anti... What the fuck's it called?
The anti-hero?
The anti-something people from Gurren Lagann.
Anti-spirals.
Oh, the anti-spirals. They're just kind of there in a weird, awesome humanoid shape, but have no fucking color.
Want to write something there?
What?
I don't know.
Like where?
Right there.
Personnel file?
Personnel file. Because okay. I wrote something for mine, and I want to put it on here, because I think it's funny.
What's your personnel file?
Well, my employee ID is 36 alpha squared. I don't know. Write something there.
That's 36 alpha squared.
That's my employee ID.
1337.
First of all, don't start writing down your equipment quite yet.
Wait,
personnel file. We don't need to
put them there. Yeah.
Because you have to make technology rolls to see what you actually get. Okay, so, looking at your company there, what are the spots that need to still be filled?
Yeah, okay, well, I've got...
Team America Ghost Police.
Skip. What's your employee ID?
Your employee ID is Skip?
Yes. 1313, Skip.
Do you know what I'm going to write down as his position?
Skip.
Yep.
Works for me.
I'm Blob.
Yeah. So we have Jim Nesmith, 36 alpha squared, employee ID.
Oh,
position 110%. MacGyver.
No, I'm Grey Matter. My name's Grey Matter. Up in, you know, MacGyver's my
alias. MacGyver, employee ID is 1337, position Blob. And Skip. Employee ID Skip, position Skip. Oh, right.
I didn't think of anything.
Oh, Beatrice. Yeah. Employee ID Ghost.
Dead. She's CEO or something.
D-O-A-C-E-O.
Yes, okay.
Dead on arrival, C.
They're Team America Ghost Police.
And we work in Tijuana.
Yeah, we're Team America. We're all American. Our office is like in Tijuana, Mexico. Our website is www.geocities.com.
So I really need to ask, you guys like have an office in America at all?
Oh, probably.
We'll be in New Mexico somewhere.
Yeah. Like, I'm wondering, like, do you just kind of stay in your house until you get an email or something? Or do you, like, all live in Skip's great aunt's house? Is that your office?
Yes!
Yes! And her house is in Tijuana, that's why we're down there.
Oh, we're visiting my aunt.
No. We had a rough time making things down in Tijuana until she died and we got her house up in New Mexico somewhere.
Yeah, we just haven't moved our offices yet. That's awesome.
Okay, so technically you're working out in New Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Okay, so... since you guys are a startup company,
yeah.
I'm giving you 5 dice to put into your library card, gym membership, corporate gold card, or the bank. Library card is a dice that anyone can take from there and use to add to an academics roll.
At any time, or is it just once?
Gym membership.
Well, once it's taken, it's gone.
And also, you can only use it once per game, or once per hour?
No. Once it's taken there, it's gone. At the end of the game, that's what those...
order pizza, please!
The franchise dice are basically, at the end of the game, you will replenish this, and you will replenish your character scores.
He doesn't like pineapple. Yeah.
So I take that dice. I'm permanently at a 4 for academics then, or what?
No.
It's just for 1 academic.
I don't care.
Okay.
Doesn't care.
All meat?
Yep. I could go for all meat, actually, today. I'm really in the mood.
Pretty simple. All meat.
Do exactly what we did on Friday, just make it bigger.
What did you guys do on Friday?
Friday we had pizza. All meat and pepperoni and bacon.
Done.
Because Nelson won't want mushrooms. I don't know if Glenn likes mushrooms.
Well, if we're eating pepperoni and bacon, why not get both all meat then?
Because I don't like... Well, I prefer pepperoni and bacon to all meat.
Okay.
I like both of them, don't get me wrong.
All right, whatever.
But pepperoni and bacon is tasty as well, because...
Pepperoni.
Okay, so... gym membership...
And get breadsticks, because breadsticks...
Gym membership obviously adds to athletics things. Same deal. Once it's used from the pool, it's gone. Corporate gold card adds to technology because you have more money to buy things.
So that
the bank is special. because those ones can be added to any skill roll. However, when you roll it separately, and based on its results, you can earn interest. See the bank roll chart?
Oh, okay.
So its result counts, but its result is also rolled separately and consulted with that.
I'm thinking we should put two in library card, because nobody's got good academics except you. And our total academics dice combined is lower than anything else. Academics is a total of 5 dice, 3 dice. 3, 1, and 1.
And athletics, I'm assuming we'll be paying by debit, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now go, let's put 2, 1, and 1. 2, 1, 1,
2, 1, 1, 1.
Two library card.
You can have 0 in these.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Just so you know.
But we kind of want one in every way.
Because the bank is one any kind of
roll. Two in library, one bank, one card, one in the gym.
Okay. Oh, neat.
And that's the stuff that we have access to whenever?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, for the bank one...
The bank one can be added to any roll. However, it's rolled separately from the rest of the dice you're rolling so that you can consult
and just two pizzas? Or one of each?
Yeah. Two extra large.
Yeah, two extra large should do it.
Two extra large, one all meat, one pep and bacon.
Yep. And then the cheesy sticks, because they're...
And extra pepperoni on the pep and bacon. Because fucking extra pepperoni.
And marinara sauce. Extra marinara sauce.
Okay.
Okay, so... What's our franchise number?
Huh?
Probably that.
What's our franchise number?
Tijuana.
Yeah.
Our franchise number? You have to ask. Oh, no, wait.
Dumbass.
Better one.
Your file number is 110%, isn't it? No, it's 36. I don't get your... I don't
America.
Know. America, fuck yeah. What's 36 fish 2?
Alpha. 36 alpha squared. That's my employee, Andy.
What's that a reference to?
36 alpha squared. It was random shit I came up with off the top of my head.
Oh.
Alpha was one of the letters in his college, what is it called?
Fraternity.
Fraternity.
Yeah. We were alpha, alpha, alpha.
Maybe you're trying to pipe when you were drunk.
When you're drunk, it's fish, fish, fish. But when you're sober, it's alpha, alpha.
So, you guys...
Next of kin.
So, here's where we can start figuring out what you guys have. So,
what year is this taking place in?
Prison, they call it.
Okay, so I was born like 3 weeks ago or something. No, this is 2 years ago. Let me go.
Did Venus never make the kid? She's already dead.
I'm assuming that you guys want an office in New Mexico.
Probably.
Who's the one looking for a house?
Not me. We'll get Skip to do it.
Skip's gonna find us a crack house.
He'll find us the cheapest.
I'll go out and find us a house.
But I have more contacts.
Oh, wait, yeah. Is this a contact roll? Skip finding the house. Go, go.
Okay. So you realize whoever's rolling dice is the one that has the narrative. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Glenn, tell us what you do when you go find the house. The Skip.
Okay, so roll your dice here to see your result.
Take the highest one, so you take the 4, which is fair.
So 4.
Describe the mostly positive result of your action, but you must include one negative or humorous effect.
So you're in New Mexico. You're looking for an office.
What's a good place in New Mexico?
I don't know. I've never been to New Mexico.
See, this is why I'm like, why are you guys starting in New Mexico? Anyway, so go. We'll just go with it. Go. And take your time. Just...
I'll find a city name.
The apartment's great. The only problem is our neighbors.
What's up with the neighbors?
Neighbors.
Here's the negative.
I'm trying to think of...
Okay, so first we know you have an apartment office.
Oh, yeah.
You said it's an apartment. It's an apartment office.
The only problem is the neighbors.
Add whatever description you think. Any little details? Yeah, is it clean? Neighbors. Is the furniture good? Is it bad? Is it...
It's a door to hell. I just meant to, like, coming in and out, you know, con carnage.
That's the detriment. Our neighbors have the portal.
But it's like half. But it's like half price for living for being next to the door portal of the hell.
Oh, it's half price. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
And you never know. We might have work for. They might have work, or we might have work in there. It makes it a lot more branch accessible to hell. You know.
It's true.
Very
it's
good. True. Very good. So. There you go.
So we live next to a gateway to hell.
You're like,
it's
what?
It's like living in Summerdale or
El Paso, New Mexico, or whatever it is.
Just make sure you're knocking the door up there. Pet ever tries to whittle on our property. Our door. Forget dogs and things that.
They ate their brains on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
Now, I'm going to give you guys each a chance at rolling technology to get one big ticket item for yourself for the company. This could be something like maybe you want to think about your transportation, your offense stuff. I'll also give you one using, because you have one on your credit card, so one representing your total group company thing.
Okay.
So an additional one.
Alright, so total you're going to get four big ticket items here. Nothing more than experimenting.
Oh, six! Two sixes and a one!
Okay, describe. So since this is an equipment one, you don't get the points for it, but you get full description, and it's a great success. Go.
Hey, guys, I went out to find us a ride, but, you know, because we fight stuff, I wanted to find something, you know, with armaments. We got a tank! Dude, we got a tank! We only have, like, 5 shots for it, of course, because, you know, they're kind of illegal. But I even got city council permission to drive it, but where you have to pay double taxes on our apartment for roads and stuff. But other than that, we have a tank, guys! We have a tank! It's awesome!
Write it down. You got a tank.
No, I got a 6-2.
I have to think of what I want. My big ticket item or my big item.
I got 4.
You rolled?
Yeah.
I got 4.
You have a tank.
Okay, so do you know what you want?
No.
Think about it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be for you. It could just be something for the group in general. I should also mention at this point, since we're getting into the game, here's where you can only do this once per session.
But you can use the confession.
And only one person can do it at a scene at a time. Once you go to a new scene, another person can use it. Using the chair, you can add a characteristic to someone. So you could say during the interview, someone goes over there, I can't believe how flirty MacGyver was with the clients. And at that point, you would add, like, flirtatious or something to your characteristics. If you roleplay that through the game...
Yeah, pizza's on its way.
And also, guess what we drive?
DeLorean?
A tank.
I got us a tank!
Because why the fuck not?
Got it. So, also, I was guessing that...
I have something.
Also, okay. The weirdest thing happened earlier. I opened the...
Uncle... I got us... We can use my uncle's... cruise liner, anytime we want. The only problem is, it's usually rented out to a lot of gay... It's used for gay cruises.
Okay, so you have a form of water transport, but you want to sterilize it a lot.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay,
guys, you'll never believe what happened. I contacted, through completely legal means, a friend of mine at the university where I worked... And they totally hooked us up with this great supercomputer to run in the office, so we're totally set, you know? We need to look up some...
Whoa, wait.
Definitely not restricted information. We could totally do it.
Wait.
Yep.
Does it have solitaire?
And Minesweeper!
Yes! Yes! Score!
Did you hear mine?
Right down.
Pete should be here in 45 minutes to an hour.
Curtis?
Yep.
So Curtis, break down cruise liner, borrowing, used for gay cruises.
that's the detriment. We can borrow his uncle's cruise liner whenever we want, but it's used primarily for the gays.
And not who's not to say that they might want a private cruise of their own that is disguised as you guys just going around and fooling around. So okay,
and then,
the supercomputer. Does the supercomputer have a name?
Ooh, the tank from Rare Blue.
The gray matter is Mr. Smith.
What?
The computer, the supercomputer is Mr. Smith.
Can't call it a cray 110%?
Do you remember who Mr. Smith is?
It's Mr. Smith.
Do you remember who Mr. Smith is?
It can be Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith is also awesome.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, so? It's a Doctor Who reference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so, and then... First person to think of what the last object is.
So we've got a supercomputer. We've got a tank.
We got a designer.
Yeah. I'm not saying you actually have to roll that one. I'm just saying you get an extra one because of it. If you think you have an idea, roll your own technology.
I have an idea.
Sweet earbud cuff things?
Nope.
What is it? You only get to roll
one. Oh, they're max!
No, I'm saying you get an extra one. If this was zero, you guys would just get your 3.
But you get 4.
And this is just...
He said roll an extra one.
No.
No.
I get another roll of my 3 dice.
You should make me roll it.
No, that's not how it works.
Do you have an idea?
Yeah. I just told you, those sweet earbud microphones.
We can buy those.
It's true.
5. So, good.
Pretty good.
Hey, guys! Star Wars for like 11 billion hours.
But check it out, he made a sweet death ray!
It overheats sometimes, but most of the time, death. He's tried it on moths and flies. And
maybe okay, so now this one, it doesn't necessarily have, you got a 5. A 4 is something where it legitimately does overheat.
Well,
sometimes.
No, they've just never tested it on anything because of moths.
It's what's called experimental technology. This is a unique, one-of-a-kind thing. If this is gone, it's gone.
Death ray.
What happens if we kill dead things with it?
You know, I've never tried it.
I should try and see if I can turn it into an undeath ray.
I'm supposed to try. We're supposed to keep records of everything we zap with it for scientific posterity. Something like that. I don't know.
You should introduce me to your friend sometime. I'll have him take him for dinner.
Sure. He was one of the cheerleaders. He looked not bad in the skirt.
But he gave it 110%.
So, those are your big ticket items.
Better than everybody!
Now, this is more or less a house rule I made that you get limited big ticket items, because otherwise it gets a little silly. Yeah. But those are your big ticket items. Now, are there any more mundane items that you want?
Communications devices.
All right. Roll for it.
Well, it was his idea.
No. Okay, all right. All right. All right.
Oops, sorry.
No. There's a 6.
What kind of communication devices?
I said those awesome wireless earbud things where you got the cuff microphones.
Yeah, you got the MIB.
We're totally fucking like Black Ops for no reason because Black Ops is awesome. Huh? Prime Minister is totally not the airport.
Anything else you guys want?
Communications devices?
Yeah, I mean, you can always kind of go at a later date to add stuff as needed. If you know, like, I mean, obviously, if you're going to go against a werewolf, you're probably going to go searching for silver things and all that.
Is like, the normal ghost-busting ray type stuff considered mundane?
That would be a big-ticket item experiment. That's,
communications.
You guys got a death ray.
How about, you know, food and stuff? Or do we need to...
We'll see.
Why do we need to do a technology roll for food?
Maybe
are we going for a replicator? Because I think that would be a big-ticket item.
What else would be
all right.
Honestly, I can't think of any. Well, I wouldn't mind some small arms. Is that a.
Small arms is pretty mundane. Okay.
4.
So there's some flaws with your small arms.
Yes. I totally got guns! We only have one clip of bullets each, though. You'd think that they would have more bullets.
I'm going to have to say, try something else there. It's negative or humorous, because bullets are bullets. Okay. It's a thing you can just buy again.
The guns do have a negative psychic field around them because they were used for Russian roulette tournaments last fall. And this was the winning gun!
Okay. So wait, guns that mean? With a negative aura around them. It could mean anything at this point, but it's a negative or humorous effect and we'll see what happens to it.
This is a
game where, story-wise, you guys kind of do bad stuff to yourself if you think it's a good story purpose.
What do you think? Was that a good...
No, that's great. True. You have, like, almost semi-haunted guns almost. It's pretty good.
I call dibs on Winnie here.
I mean,
Winnie?
So how are you guys? How do you guys have advertising around town?
We have a big tank.
Shit. We have a tank, but
we'll spray paint inside of it.
We have our billboard that says Team America Ghost Police. We're the tank people.
Roll the contacts.
That would be me.
No. His idea.
Oh, damn it.
4.
Okay, it's a 4, so you have that, but...
But they got our number wrong. The web address is correct, but the number is wrong. And I don't mean a little wrong. I mean, like, it's way off. It probably calls Pizza Hut or something.
They don't even have Klondike in there anywhere.
I know, right? What's up with that?
I'm getting hungry.
The number on the sign?
Yeah. If it's called Pizza, this would be actually useful.
7, 7, 7, 3, 7, 3, 7, 3. Pizza 73.
Waiting. I'm going for lunch. I can't think of anything.
I know we're out of paper plates. We should buy more.
Alright, anything else?
For advertising?
Ways of getting yourself business.
TV ad. I'm almost hoping I screw this up.
Contact. Oh, I have an idea.
TV ad.
Contacts, not technology.
Yes, four. We have an ad.
Contacts, not technology.
Ad. I have a four. Yeah, do you want me to reroll?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
So, our ad appears every 4 hours or something on, like, the channel with all the channels. So, like, it's everybody gets to see it. Unfortunately, they played the Spanish language track, so... It's not in English?
I have it. I'm just hoping this works.
All right.
Five.
Alright. Cool.
That's just good.
I went to our neighbors. I asked if they could actually ask their demons when they're, or any of their evil when they're haunting any. Do I, after all, I told them we go a little easy on them, you know?
So they're gonna help us do fake ghost busting.
Not fake. We're gonna ghost bust them. They're just gonna send them right back to hell and they're just gonna be able to come back. We just don't tell anyone that.
They're out on parole.
So he rolled a five on actual skill check here, so we got one dice for the one franchise die there.
Oh, cool.
And I'm gonna see if I can do totally legal, not banner bombing on the internet. Pop ups and shit.
So is that a technology roll or a contact roll?
That would be technology.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was assuming it would be. Five. So I set up stupid pop ups on my Google. So anytime somebody searches something on Google, they also get a pop up for Team America Ghost Police.
We're also five, so we got another franchise
that. What the hell that is? What do franchise dice do?
They're freebie dice.
No, not yet. These are experience that you guys will get after.
These are the dice that go in here when we're done in the night? Or?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're also kind of a track record to see whether we're finished or not. The goal right now is that this is kind of a 10-dice mission. By the end of the night, we should have 10 dice. If we haven't, for whatever reason, that generally means we haven't done a whole lot, which means you guys only get half the payout.
Oh, okay.
Because this is something to encourage you guys also to keep the story going until we have enough.
My mind immediately jumps to the worst-case scenario. So if we suck really bad at dice rolls, we get paid less too.
I was thinking if we brought a dice and this game goes on all night until the next day.
No, we're hitting 10 dice! Dude, we only got 4 and it's like 6 in the morning. 10 dice!
There is always that. Remember, you can always have people that keep rolling one.
Alright, so, you guys eventually find yourself with a non-spam email in your inbox.
Holy shit, guys. This doesn't look like spam. I open it.
Skip.
Okay.
It's spam anyways.
It's probably spam. Skip.
I open it.
Okay. So it is from a member of the New Mexico... New Mexico...
Sheriff?
States Army. New Mexico National Guard. Named General Sarge.
General Sarge. You know what? That's okay. I totally know somebody whose last name was Sergeant.
Was he in the Army, actually?
Yes.
So, did he ever get the Sergeant?
He was Second Lieutenant Sergeant.
He says that he's seen a lot of your ads on the internet lately and has decided to contact you guys about some bizarre phenomenon that's been happening at the recruitment office. He's wondering if you'd be able to... meet him for lunch at his favorite Mexican food stand.
I'm not a big fan of Mexicans.
He says he hopes you're a big fan of Mexicans, seeing as your TV ads were in Spanish.
Oh, that's right.
Now, by bizarre phenomena at the recruitment office, you're not talking about people running out of there screaming, are you?
Okay, this is an email. Normal. This is an email.
Oh, right.
So.
He probably just keeps on running into a lot of gay guys running into the military.
They can do that now.
Oh, again?
Yeah, they kind of...
No one has to don't tell.
Don't tell, thank God. So, dumbest law ever.
What are you guys doing?
Hey, at least it made it easy to get out of the, you know,
He gives you the address for Tacos Tonight.
tacos tonight.
And gives you his regular lunch hour times where he's usually there.
Ooh, I won't be there.
Okay.
I don't know about...
All right, guys, we have a mission. To the tank!
Wait, I have to get something. Go into a hidden little car. We are ready.
Oh, this is equipment.
What are you grabbing?
Roll on your technology. Unless
is that equipment or contacts for him?
Okay,
are you a dealer or do you make this stuff?
Flyer.
Okay, so you don't.
I'm in Mexico. In New Mexico.
So you can do contacts, I guess, for that.
Okay, well,
I'm taking Winnie.
Oh.
You got a 6.
Which is also 2 dice up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, not for equipment. Not for gathering equipment, because otherwise you could buy stuff all night, basically.
Yeah. And then we order pizza!
Okay.
Fuck yeah!
So
it's the best pizza ever. 2 French onion dice.
Illegal substance.
Illegal substance.
What kind of
illegal
substance?
Be more specific.
What kind of illegal substance is it?
Tylenol. Force.
We say
meth. Fucking everybody loves meth these days.
And I mean, at the same time, remember, you can use a chair to also retroactively do stuff. It's like,
sit down in the chair. Glenn actually didn't bring meth.
He thought he was bringing meth. I said it's some D4s.
Marijuana.
Okay, so it's marijuana.
It's some marijuana with.
Is that even illegal anymore? Really?
Yes.
Okay. It's the good stuff he's bringing, I'm guessing. Okay.
Yeah.
So. You're in your tank. You got Winnie and green stuff.
I got Winnie.
Not green.
Did you bring your gun?
No, Ray.
Green. You bring your gun?
I brought
the death ray.
You brought the death ray?
Why would I not bring the death ray?
Okay. I brought Winnie here.
Okay.
This will probably kill me.
So, you make your way through the streets. New Mexico has kind of got, El Paso has kind of gotten used to you. There's not a whole lot of screaming and running and terror now. There's a little bit of looking, ooh, it's the tank people.
Probably a lot of clearing traffic to avoid getting run over by the tank.
Yes, yes.
Also, I wanted to put a flag around the barrel of the tank. And it looks...
Roll technology.
It looks like the American flag, except with a big middle finger sticking out of the middle.
America? It can be...
Fuck yeah! Fours.
What did you fuck up on?
You have? What do you have?
It's actually that. I was like, yeah, I wanted sticking up the finger, and they're like, right on, we'll make that for you. And it came like that, and I was like, is that the right finger? Ah, fuck it. Put it on the tank.
Okay.
No, what it should be? The British fuck you symbol. You know?
Like, we have pinkies up.
We're polite, damn it.
It's the tank.
We'll take care of it.
People.
Pinky swear.
Okay. So,
we're out there giving 110% on the way to the tacos today.
So, you make your way to Tacos Tonight. It is a place, the building has a giant sombrero on top of it. You see, sitting on the patio...
Somebody's having a huge siesta.
It's like a Mexican stay up.
No, you're supposed to put them on when you do that. No, you're supposed to put them on when you do that.
Well, it looks like somebody here is having a big siesta. Okay.
So you see sitting on the patio is a man in just kind of army clothes, stars on the shoulder, buzz cut salt and pepper hair.
We roll up in the tank.
Sup?
Goodness gracious! Are you people?
Where did you get that fine-looking tank?
Team America, Ghost Police. Oh, nice to meet you.
I wasn't sure if
that wasn't that some of those internet spam type things there. No, that's Team America Porn Police. There's a spam site. We're Ghost Police. We're real.
I see. Well, I'm not too sure about you, but I don't see anyone else to really investigate the problems going on there.
What sort of weirdness are we talking about, General?
Well, it's kind of hard to say, but mostly right now we arrive in the morning and the entire place is just trashed completely. There's garbage everywhere, and we've looked through the security cameras and no one's entered the building. It's like there's a sudden power outage, and then when the cameras turn back on, everything's a mess.
Maybe you have raccoons.
Maybe. I figure you boys could probably check that out. It's not like there's really big ghosts or anything like that.
Don't worry. We'll give 110% for you. And Uncle Sam.
Glad to hear it, son. Say, are you interested in joining the National Guard at all?
I was going to join the National Guard. And then the weekend I was going to join, I decided to drink instead.
Take heed from my story!
I could have been somebody!
He's already in the National Guard.
Alright then. So, how are you boys going about this then?
Sleep? Check out next morning?
Well, the problem happens by the time they get back.
You could stop by in the morning and see what I'm talking about.
I think we'll stake out the place overnight.
Yeah, let's do it.
From the tank. Because it's inconspicuous, because it's by a recruiting center, you see.
That's true.
It might be giving good publicity to us, too.
Yeah.
And I will most certainly not hack into their security systems to try and figure out what's going on from my end.
You definitely should not do that.
I definitely won't.
Don't.
I don't have eyes. I'm an amorphous block.
Right.
I definitely won't.
Winking means you should do it anyway.
Something's not quite right about you, son.
Is it an afro?
It might be the fact
that... I'm one of them immigrants.
Yes, but he's got a green card.
And it tastes good,
too. It's a gray card.
It's a gray card.
I see.
It's like a super green card.
Well, my hope
is he's one of them there Canadians.
From up north.
Yeah.
From Canada.
The deep north.
I see.
I'm from Canada.
That does explain his lack of distinguishing features.
Frostbite. Terrible.
Everywhere. Yeah, that's exactly
what. Frostbit his skin!
Alright, well, here's my number. Call me if you need anything. It's General Sarge.
Got it.
Alright, you boys hungry?
Yes.
I'll go get it. I know Bob. And I have to give him something.
Roll your contacts.
I have to go give Bob something.
Six.
Six.
It certainly isn't drugs.
Okay. So?
Are we going to get our food?
It doesn't matter if we succeed at the mission. We're going to get 10 dice just by the drug dealer.
Who is Bob?
Who's Bob?
A shareholder in our company.
No.
Well,
A shareholder.
Oh.
You know.
You don't have to lie to Carter.
Oh.
No, you're not talking to the general. You're talking to Carter.
He's the owner of the Mexican stand. Okay. I supply him with his green cards.
Okay.
Or his, let's say,
favorite
vegetable to use.
Okay. So, Bob is...
And he gives me some food whenever I want.
So, these are the best tacos ever, man. This guacamole is so fresh.
So, Bob is behind the counter. He's kind of watching over his workers. It's,
oh, hey, bro.
Yo, I need four of the specials.
Okay, man.
And my usual payment.
Sweet.
And, like, my change.
That's awesome.
No problem. That's like one burrito, two burrito, three burrito. Oh, man, I'll just give you a whole, like, dozen of them, man.
Thank you.
I love working here, man.
This is why Glenn's been unemployed so long. He started dealing.
He's getting paid in burritos.
Everybody's like, man, that kid acted weird. Well, yeah, but realistically, it's Glenn. Yeah, okay.
So, specials, where do you want them delivered to, man?
Just the big, right beside the big tank. We're set up there.
Alright, man, four specials. Alright, nice seeing you.
Don't worry, they're coming.
We get four specials and Glenn gets a dozen burritos full of money.
They're definitely not full of money.
Oh, you'll love this. Mr. Army, dude, you'll love this. You taste nothing like it before.
The worst Ghostbusters ever.
Believe me.
A jock.
I know the owner. He makes you the best burrito you've ever tasted.
The guy was giving 110%.
Yeah.
I've been coming here for almost 10 years now. I thought it was pretty good.
But believe me, this'll make you want it every single day.
Alright, I'm looking forward to it now.
It's the special stuff. Pineapple Express!
Have you ever seen the, what's that show called? The Lone Gunman? Okay, so it's three conspiracy nuts, and then they hire this football
job. What does he bring out? To shoot people?
To basically be the face. Because whatever... Because nobody trusts them, they're small and swirly. So it's like, you guys hired me.
Six. What's he doing this time?
Bringing out the specials.
So, what does Bob bring out?
Oh, God.
This is how it goes. You guys, go ahead. What do you do?
Think
what
of them like those... You know the brownies, the special brownies everyone makes? Like, he's a special person.
Nelson! Pizza!
I know, right?
Because we're awesome.
Special brownie today.
Oh.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Good.
How are you? Not too bad. 46.3.
That's delicious. Then stop drooling.
We don't have regular sized plates. Man, you suck.
Don't be taking chunks out of your arms.
I didn't say you couldn't eat the pizza, I said stop drooling.
Then
I'll use those plates.
There's only two of them.
Those plates, dummy. It's over here.
Oh, those plates are
smaller. You can just like, shoot pieces of pizza on a plate, but. We'll get the job done.
I also need a knife and a fork.
Oh, wait, we don't need four, we need five. We need four, not five.
Why?
Because Carter didn't want to cut it. I mean, you can have it.
Has he changed his mind?
I'm probably going to shop for you guys.
So he got the yes
another plate.
I want a copy of this recording because this is hilarious.
I'll post it online, yeah.
And you guys scoff at my recording.
Well, you leave me stuck at RPA.
Damn it.
Who's your artist?
Huh? I've got red ready.
I'm going to have a drink of this if you'd like.
Oh, me too.
Yes.
I thought you were trying to quit Coke.
Yeah. Wait, eventually.
Maybe. Sure. Oh, we do. We have two glasses left.
Did you screw up your PIN number?
No.
No.
Just try it again.
What is this? Bacon bits?
Yes.
Bacon bits on a bacon pizza.
No, that'd be ridiculous.
No parmesan.
That's just awesome.
What?
Parmesan.
Do we have parmesan? Yeah, we do.
We do.
Now I give you guys the idea. Ira. I care about. I was thinking we probably could go for more drinks, but then again, I forgot my other. I was gonna say. Yep. Oh, yeah. My mom really wants to turn our downstairs basement into a gaming room. She bought a mini fridge for the library, but technically it's reverting back to us for the basement.
Probably just lost the signal or something.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya later. So yay.
That was like the worst bleach blonde hair ever. I wanted to say that the whole time he was standing there.
I think it was a she.
Was it a she?
Yes.
Can we say butch?
Yeah. I thought it was a dude.
She's on top.
I thought it was just an effeminate dude.
Turns out it's a masculine chick.
Was it? Yeah. Pretty sure, or is that the assumption we're all going with?
Pretty sure.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I always hated you the most.
Have you been watching the new season?
No, I just finished watching the old ones. I meant to watch new seasons. I'll get around to it eventually.
Yeah. You'll like the new season. They're using motion capture in it.
Nice. So Bob is bringing over the special ones with something besides lettuce in them.
We stay with Skip, so we're probably aware and used to it.
Used to it. I don't really eat tacos that much. I kind of subsist on nothing and brains.
Does, something tastes funny about these tacos, you guys?
Oh, they're made with a special Mexican lettuce that's very hard to import. That's why this place, that's why only a special...
Because if I didn't know any about it, I'd say it was made with marijuana.
No way.
I used to work on the border for several years there, and I have to say I'm disappointed this establishment for offering this kind of thing. You see Sarge basically go in and go straight
to tastes
the...
like marijuana.
Goes straight to the manager, and there's a huge, huge shouting match, which just kind of deafens you guys a bit, and you can all make me a one-dice stress roll.
What?
Two.
Five. No effects, I just don't care.
Three.
Okay. So?
Glenn gets a point of cool.
Curtis?
Mm-hmm.
Two, you're frazzled. Lose two dice from an appropriate skill. So,
what's the appropriate skill?
Well, how is it affecting you? The combination of the marijuana and the taco and Sarge is going on a rampage. And stress is everything from someone cutting you off in traffic, someone shouting and all that. I mean, basically, he's shouting. He's, like, beyond the decibel limit of a city right now.
He's really loud.
Yep.
They can withdraw. Think about how that affects you, then.
Probably paranoia. So probably off my contacts, then. I don't want to talk to people.
All right. So, right now you're at two stress, and your contacts are at zero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Glenn has gotten a six, so he gets a point of cool.
Help.
And MacGyver just doesn't care.
Ooh, I got cool. Now gonna pull out the Parmesan cheese?
Because Skip is obviously used to this many, many times. So, what are you guys doing? Right now, Sarge is more or less distracted, basically calling the NYPD to shut down this taco stand. And
calling NYPD and we're in New Mexico. Fuck yeah.
I never said he was very intelligent.
Right, I got too many tacos.
He seems to be putting on and taking off his sunglasses quite a bit.
This ain't no Mexican meat trash I've ever eaten.
I think the next step is to go... What time of day is it? Noon?
It's noon.
Go sleep, because we have to observe them all night?
No, we'll take like an afternoon nap, so we can go and observe the recruitment center.
Alright.
So what does being an amorphous blob do for me?
Maybe you don't sleep.
It's could be anything. It could be just things like being more memorable, being less memorable, being you're an amorphous blob.
Maybe.
So it's something that kind of comes up
whenever it's applicable.
I see.
If you can think of a particular skill role that would benefit, maybe you get extra dice on it, but a lot of it is just role-playing purposes because you're weird, so. Mm-hmm. Alright, so, you guys have your nap. Everyone's taking their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Good. What do you do after that?
Go camp out.
Yep. Get in the tank.
Okay.
Park outside the recruitment center.
I want to bring stuff with me.
Okay.
I want to bring... I don't know, like, a laptop with me.
What laptop?
I don't know.
Make a technology roll.
That awesome laptop with the good wireless connection. That I totally don't have.
Three.
GM decides my fate, but maybe given that a chance to suggest a single positive, I'll be a minor effect.
It's right. Great Wi-Fi, but we didn't with viruses. Or something like that.
It's, you do bring a laptop along, but unfortunately, the battery has died, and you left the charger at home. But you do have a laptop with you.
Shit. Well,
Anything else?
I don't want to bring anything else. Be able to
I'm bringing Winnie.
I'll bring the death ray. Because of the death ray. If we're going anywhere, just assume I take the death ray.
Shoot. night vision goggles.
We never thought to get any of those.
I'm assuming you're going to have to make a tech roll.
Make a tech roll. This is kind of getting back into the big ticket items almost.
Night vision goggles?
Good ones.
4.
Hell yeah.
They're army surplus. They're night vision goggles. They're dead. We have no way of charging batteries at all.
Another non-charged
goggles. I was going to say they're like night vision goggles that only work on nights with a full moon.
Yeah. So, again, this is something to keep in mind, is that this is kind of played out in stages. You kind of have the getting the call, you have your research and investigation, you have your suiting up, and you have your field work. And then from there, it's kind of cleanup and vacation and stuff.
Okay.
Which, I mean, we're kind of pretty much following. We're jumping a little bit, but we're kind of in that mid-investigation stage.
There is a plate behind the pizza for you if you want that.
So-so. Maybe later. Okay. So.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Paper towel on the paper towel rack.
Unless something else happens, you guys are confident that you have your electronics, even if they're not quite working.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your tank right outside the recruiting station as you see people basically leaving after the day's work, going home, driving away.
Sergeant?
You see Sergeant exit the building. He kind of waves to you as he leaves.
Oh, get up, boys!
Somebody should ask him for a key to the office in case we need to go inside.
We have you.
Oh, you're the idea. Go ahead. Roll a contact check.
GM gets exposure to a truly dire situation resulting from your incompetence.
A key? What, are you trying to get inside there and steal top secret documents?
No, I just kind of figured if we are supposed to be investigating inside the office, we should be able to get inside the office.
Well, yes, but not by ourselves. If you want that, you should talk to me and I could have arranged an escort for you.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry. That's wait for another time for me to try
to find one. Don't we suddenly buy those?
Yeah. Communication devices on us.
Remember, you guys do have these dice to use and stuff.
I want to roll a contact. Here you go.
You're rolling contacts? Okay.
I'm rolling contacts for something.
What are you doing?
I rolled well. Why?
I'm just taking that extra day. Right. As need be.
Are you calling Bob to see if he can come box the door down for us?
I'm pointing a contact, see if he can unlock the door for us.
Who's your contact?
I don't know.
Human name.
We do have a 6. So?
Albert.
Who is Albert? And what does he do?
He opens locks.
Who is your daddy? And what does he do?
But usually they're attached to large metal doors.
That's what he's like.
A lot of meh. You know, he opens. Bob, I got a door that I can't open. You mind coming down?
Yeah, sure. There's if I can help you with that.
Thanks.
Where are you at?
You remember the old recruitment office? The army place.
Yeah, the one by the taco place that just got closed down for drugs, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, they'll open up a new, it'll probably turn into an Italian place.
It'll be a taco time.
It'll be an Italian place, you already know it, and probably back selling Italian food soon.
Okay. So, after a moment, a guy in a big, black windowless van drives up. He has a baseball cap, backwards, long hair, a bit of a beard, kind of a tubbier fellow wearing a black trench coat.
It's Kevin Smith.
No, it was him.
Black trench coat, tubby fella, backwards hat, bearded, like it's Kevin Smith.
Okay. Yeah.
Just want me to open this one?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, keep an eye out, would you? Who's keeping an eye out?
Somebody, not me.
I'm in the tank.
Okay.
Point the tank at the door.
Can you just
pick
me?
I'm sorry. Sorry,
hurt. Bob takes a look at it, pulls out a couple pins, opens it up. All right, there you go.
We got in!
Well, you open the lock.
Oh. Huh.
That's awesome. I was planning on watching from the tank.
Okay, I'll see you guys later then.
Call you for any other door open.
Okay, by the way, you got any of, some white stuff there?
Wouldn't that be, every technology world, wouldn't it?
No.
You didn't bring any with
yeah.
you. In the suit,
yeah. Sorry. Try again tomorrow.
Okay. Catch you later. With that, he drives off in rapid speed.
Okay.
Door's open. What are you guys doing?
Is there, there's like, are there windows in the office?
Oh yeah, it's a, like a 3-story office building type thing.
Just watch until stuff starts flying around.
Yep.
Okay. That way when we, you know, open the door and go in, if there's an alarm, we can just blame it on the ghost.
And also the alarm would be off then too.
Maybe.
Because it works off electricity.
You hear a phone ringing inside.
Inside the office.
Anyone want to answer it?
No.
I'll get it.
Let's call an athletics check.
You can go in for it.
4.
Okay.
So I go into the office, open the door up, and I'm heading over to the phone, and I pick it up, but when I go to sit in the chair to talk on the phone, I completely miss a chair, land on my ass, start screaming, and missed a call.
Okay. So,
you know, 4 is supposed to be generally a positive result, right?
Yeah. I got the phone, and then I fell on my ass.
Again, you can feel free to do whatever you want to make the story more interesting. At that point, the rest of you guys start to hear sirens in the distance.
Like,
inside, MacGyver seems to notice one of those security pads has a red flashing light on it.
Whoops. Head to the nearest computer and see if I can find any security access on it in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, roll technology.
And I'll stand outside looking at the suspicious.
5. Which is probably a point of something.
I go across the street.
Okay. So, I load up it, I boot up the computer, hop on, and somebody's password just seems to be Fluffy Bunnies.
I thought you were going to do
it, find the security relay, and disable it, citing that somebody had just a little accident.
Okay. Someone brought their suitcase, basically.
Yeah, sure. Suitcase.
The phone rings again.
Hello?
Hi, this is El Paso Security. We received the alarm going on there, and it's deactivated now, but just wondering, what's the reason? Someone working overtime there?
Yeah, just a little after-hour stuff. Forgot my briefcase. Wanted to grab it before I headed home.
Make a contact check. Shit. How good of a liar are you?
3.
Not great.
Okay. So, what do you think happens? How about this?
He dismisses it, but sends a patrol car to check by anyway. So just swing by to take a quick look.
Okay, we're just going to send a patrol car. Just make sure no one accidentally set off while you weren't looking. Are you still going to be there, or are you heading home now?
Oh, I'll be heading home, but there's this group of guys watching the office. They'll be outside in a tank. Tank.
You might want to give them a code word or something, just so we can confirm that they're with the security.
Oh. I'm supposed to give them?
Yeah. You just tell us a code word that we can ask them about to assert it's the same gentleman you're talking about.
Oh, just tell them, you know, they'll say fuck yeah. They're all like, fuck yeah.
I thought you would say
skimmies, fuck yeah.
Okay.
I thought you would say 110%.
I want to skip.
Skip.
Alright, so have a good day there.
Alright, we'll talk to you later, buddy. Thanks for the call. So I'll go outside and tell them there'll be a cop car swinging by. When they ask you for a code, just say, fuck yeah. They'll be rather impressed, I'm sure.
You can say, fuck yeah, to the cop. This is great.
Okay, pretty much. So, car pulls up. There's 2 cops in it. A female one gets out of the driver's side. Hello, just checking in the alarm that got turned off here. Supposed to ask for a code word from you guys?
Fuck yeah!
Oh, the big one gets all pumped for that.
Alright, that's correct. May I ask what you guys are doing out here?
We're actually performing some covert surveillance. If you wouldn't mind moving the marked police car away from the area.
because the marked police car is much more conspicuous than your tank.
This isn't a police station. It's an army thing. That's why the tank is inconspicuous. Man, everybody's dumb but me.
Roll a contacts check.
Zero.
Yeah, not zero. No!
Isn't that what it would be? Zero.
Sir, you might want to take a more respectful tone when speaking to an officer of the law. I'm just asking some questions here to verify that you have clearance to be here.
We're in a tank.
We work for, we're Team America Ghost Police. We're doing a job here for General Sarge. That was the name.
That totally doesn't sound like a made-up name.
Hey, we didn't believe it either.
We're the tank people. What, don't you speak Spanish?
Dude likes tacos.
Unfortunately, his favorite place got closed down. I think he would like to...
Yes, that General Sarge. I heard about that in the report today. All right, well, we might do some drive-bys, but...
Make sure you don't hit me.
I'll let you do your job, whatever it is. Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
So, does that count as my contacts roll? Does it go back up at all, or no?
No, you can't make contacts roll. That's kind of why you...
For the rest of the night.
Until you can get something to increase that.
Wow. Until you make a stress roll or get a six, get too cool.
Someone else can help you with it. There is a teamwork thing, which I didn't work with, so I'm kind of bad at remembering it. Basically, if you do a teamwork thing, you're making a check as well. You give one of your dice to the person you're trying to help, and you keep one dice for your own success. So, for example, what I should have done is, Mike coming in here, I probably should have made him do contacts, which gives the results to you, but then since do you only have one in contacts? So then you would be an automatic failure as well.
No, I would be the contact.
But you have to go in there.
Anyway.
And then there's always a chair. So, you guys are watching, and at one point when you're watching, you kind of see all the... you see the security light and all the extra lights just suddenly blink out as though power has left the building.
Mm. All right, let's go.
Okay.
I pull Winnie and I'm going in.
I grab the death ray and I run in behind him.
Okay.
Ah, crap, we're fucking smokes.
Just big concern. Sitting out on the fucking tank. I forgot to bring smokes.
Okay, so you burst
He's
in.
He's not giving 110% at all.
I didn't mind 110%.
It's a bit late.
It's a bit which?
This is about around 11 o'clock by the time this stuff starts happening. That's why it's very visible when you see this power completely leave. So it's very dark inside here.
I put on my night vision goggles. They don't help, but I put them on anyway.
Okay, you put them on. You see darkness. Actually, make a technology roll. Keeping in mind that they're not working very well, or they're very low. Okay, so what do you see through them? What is happening in here? Let's say that they're low, because I mean you rolled a four with them, right?
Yeah.
So let's say there's a little bit
of kind of working.
Yeah. It flickers.
Well, all right, so it's flickering on. I'm seeing the office building just not very well, and only about maybe 20 feet in front of my face. Okay.
What's happening in the office building?
Okay, timeout.
Yeah.
This is the part where I'm confused.
What do you see? Or what do you see parts of?
We can describe.
I see disgruntled teenagers flipping desks.
All right.
Because that's when you first said disturbance in the recruitment office. I'm like, that's probably liberal teenagers.
See, this is why the GM cannot plan the whole thing out. Because
we can change our enemy. He thinks monster. We think teenagers.
So, as a couple flickers that you see, you're seeing these images of disgruntled teenagers just flipping things over.
Hey, kids, you stop!
All right.
Got any smokes?
You're not in here with us.
Oh. I am here.
Things are flickering on, and you don't hear any response. You guys can hear things being trashed everywhere. Things are being thrown here and there.
Oh, man, that's a fucking... That's a nuisance right there.
Hey, Skip, toss me your lighter.
I forgot it.
How are you going to have a smoke in? Don't shit.
World technology. Okay. Let's see. For something as small as a layer, let's see if you forgot or not.
You got a four.
You remembered it, Bob. Yeah.
Toss me a lighter.
Wait.
Okay. You turn on the lighter, and you guys see
a bunch of teenagers stand up and start doing this with us.
Sure, that's a good idea. You can kind of see through them.
What the hell?
But as soon as one's lit, the others are kind of... They stop throwing the furniture around, and they just start doing that as well. There's no light coming off of them, but you can see images of these ghosts.
What's their hairstyle like?
Long, kind of...
All right, hippies. You got tricked into the National Guard and then got killed, didn't you? Well, speak up.
Make an academics check.
Two!
Damn, I should have brought the supplies.
Okay, do you have something suitably negative to suggest?
They start giving me beatnik attitude.
Hey, man,
they forced us, man. Like, we didn't sign up for this shit. Sure. And they lied to us, man. They said we were only going to go to Vietnam for, like, 3 months tap. And 2 years later, it was just terrible.
They do that, but what they actually do is voices inside your mind.
Oh.
Roll. Let's call it 2 stress dice.
And you take the lowest possible result.
4 is lower than 6.
Suffer a -1 dial penalty to your next skill roll. No matter where or when you perform it.
Alright. You seem to have guessed probably right, but it doesn't seem to be giving you the response that you want from them.
You'll beat me.
Look,
after a while, they start destroying things and passing through walls, and you can hear destruction from all the floors.
You guys really suck at protesting.
Yeah, what happened to peaceful protest? Well, your contact.
Hey, are the ghosts up good?
6. You guys really suck at protesting.
Also, that's 2 more dice.
You should totally take some advice from me.
Sort of advice, dude?
Well,
we're raging at the man.
If you really want to rage at the man, you totally got to go back to Nam and, like, haunt some peasants or something. Because they're totally the reason you're here. I mean, think about it. Nam. Yeah.
But, dude, this is our home soil. Our bodies are buried here. We can't cross the ocean, man. It's a good idea.
So then instead of, protesting, go to your graves and have some sweet rave parties.
I wouldn't know what rave is.
Okay, how about we cut you guys a deal? You guys are buried at Arlington, I assume, yes?
Yeah, man.
We'll start a marijuana pyre. You guys get one's party high out of your not-quite-solid skulls, and you stop it here. Deal? Shut up.
Okay, man, that sounds rad.
All right. Can you clean up in here before you go?
You trying to give us more orders, dude?
No, I'm asking politely.
I didn't like to leave a mess.
He'll kick in a couple extra ounces to the pyre if you do.
Is this being charged to the client?
Yes.
Oh, great. That makes it all better, then.
At full markup.
Okay, man, but gotta warn you, it's not gonna be pretty for you guys. With that, without their rage, it seems that they can't quite conjure their ability to interact with the real world, so unfortunately I have to borrow your guys' bodies to clean up.
Oh!
you guys can make 2 stress dice rolls each.
What do you get?
Glenn has lucky dice.
6.
Glenn gains another point of cool.
You rolled 2 sixes?
Yes.
Oh, I rolled a 5 and a 4.
So you get a 4. I rolled a 4 and a 2.
Man, this job is really stressful, you guys.
So I'm assuming athletics, they make you do all the heavy lifting?
Yeah. Can I have lots of health?
No, it's your... Pardon me, it's my next goal.
I don't have to have it, I can grab water. If
you can have water somewhere. You can have the rest of my cup.
There's no more water either.
Okay, so you guys leave the building just in time as the power starts going on as the ghosts leave one by one.
And we kind of like snap back to it while we're standing up by the tank.
Yep. They've left your bodies. Some of you are apparently Skip just thinks it's another type of psychedelic mind expanding experience.
I'm a little bit unused to the whole possession thing. There was a human in my body. It feels so weird.
And,
I'll grab you a bottle tomorrow, actually, if you want.
It's sun's just starting to rise now.
It's fine. I should have picked up more earlier today. Get in the tank, go back to the office, start writing up the very extensive and many line-itemed invoice we are about to deliver to General Sergeant.
Okay.
Including several hours of manual labor. Body borrowing.
Roll academics.
Oh god, you suck at this.
I am borrowing these 2 days! 5.
Sweet.
And we get a franchise dice.
Okay. You have written up a... Well, describe, what have you written? Like,
so yeah, like body borrowing, peace offering materials... Plane tickets to DC to go to negotiations. Hotel in DC while at negotiations. Negotiations will take like 3 days, right?
Better make it a week.
Better make it a week. Might be very serious negotiations.
Negotiation boardrooms.
Gas for the tank.
Gas.
Okay.
That should be everything.
All right. I'm going to... So, you make your billing, and Sarge is quite impressed with your work. He still doesn't quite believe that it was ghost, but he thinks the tank at least managed to scare him off. And he kind of asks if you're able to kind of keep it on bar while you're away doing this hocus pocus stuff. Just to make sure that they stay away.
Yeah, we can bargain there. Cheaper than the long-term lot at the fucking airport.
It's true.
So, then, what do you guys do?
Go to D.C.?
Go to Arlington, start a pyre full of pot.
Where are you getting all this pot from?
Him.
Contacts!
A 3 is the highest.
Out. I get mad.
I thought you had a stash of pot around the office.
He did take it to D.C.
Why didn't you bring it to D.C.?
I didn't hear so...
I had to get it there because of the whole, search check. Like, what is it?
So
it's local.
You pick up a lot... You have to go to a lot of different dealers... You do manage to get quite a bit. However, unfortunately, not knowing these guys, and in your rush, about a quarter of it is cut with parsley.
We don't care. We're just giving it to hippies.
Also, I offer them a best rate they've ever been to, and to spread the word around, we ain't there. Surfing.
So you're inviting people as well?
Well, I think the ghost wouldn't mind.
No.
No?
Don't do it.
Okay, I won't do it.
No! Don't make me use the fucking chair. No. In fact, I'm using the chair.
You know what? He can invite people.
Okay. I'm using the chair.
He's using the chair.
You can just sit in the chair like no one showed up for the rave.
Let's see. So, as though this were reality TV, speaking to the camera.
Okay, I was just back from Washington. I'm really hungover. And fucking Skip still doesn't get what he did wrong. He started inviting drug dealers to Arlington National Cemetery for a rave with ghosts. I swear to God, he has no idea what we do. He's so fucking burnt out. He doesn't even know what we do for a living. He just shows up to work and deals drugs all day and happens to get a paycheck from us as well. If it weren't for his Aunt Beatrice, I'd never work with that burnout. God damn it.
Hey.
On the upside, the rape did go pretty well. Most of the hippies were actually pretty okay. One of them said he tasted pizza. Maybe he meant munchies. I don't know. No, I stood way too close to the smoke, and I feel tired and dirty, and I've eaten like fucking 30 burritos in the last 2 days. I'm gonna have to hit the gym something serious this weekend if I'm gonna be able to give 110% next week.
Yes!
Yeah. Well, that's very good. Long story short, I'm both glad to leave you out.
Okay, so we have the successful use, despite the parsley. And now's pretty much the time where we can allocate the dice and then be wrapping up a session.
Awesome.
We got them.
So, wow, man.
We can use these to erase points of stress.
Let's do that.
I have three.
So,
here's a question. No, you only have two. Oh, you have three. I'm wrong.
I have four.
You have four?
Oh.
No, you have two. You have three. Two on it?
Well, technically, I had five down here.
Why?
I took 5 points of stress.
From what? You took two to contacts and one to athletics. That's three.
Two to contacts, two to athletics, and one floaty next dice.
Oh, no. The floaty one doesn't count.
Oh, okay. That's four.
It would have been gone at the next.
That's is that just like a -1 for your next die roll during the session?
Yeah.
So I erase all my stress then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have to do it.
Okay. So
you only have three stress.
Three to one is two. Two to zero is two.
Didn't you have a four on your last one? Didn't you roll a two on your last one? No. Oh, right. The two is -2 stress.
Mm-hmm. So, and now you can assign those dice to your cards or bank.
Okay, so do these two refresh?
No.
So if we want more on there, we have
two back there.
Okay, yeah, two back
Which
there.
One's this one?
That's for the bank.
That's the bank.
Which, again, when you use bank dice, you can't earn bank dice. It's the rolls are there.
And how many, can we... All right, let's each take...
Let's do this.
Well, hold on.
I'm thinking if we do that, two and everything, three in the bank.
Well, that's true, but can't we use those dice on our sheets as well?
You don't advance. The most you get is rings of cool.
Oh, wow.
So this is actually something where when the company grows, you just make new and different characters. Maybe one person is still on his vacation because he had to recover a lot of stress. So this other guy pops into her place.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, I like that idea.
Three bank. So, write the numbers down.
The funny thing is, my character's rookie. He's not stressful at all.
Mine, nor is mine.
And that is Inspector's as best as I'm able to do for my first time with it.
Yeah. It's pretty
awesome. Honestly, I wasn't that great planning what kind of supernatural thing you guys are facing, so.
Hey, I like
that. That was fun. Yes. I really enjoyed it.
The unplanning actually worked.
Yeah. It's Inspector's.
Yeah.
It's just some quick sessions there.
So should we write this down?
It's written down on your friend.
Yeah, I got it.
You did?
Yeah.
Keep our sheets together, too. I'll play Amorphous Blob again next time. That was awesome. Have to try and get into it a little bit more. I was still kind of just...
This is really something where you guys take control. Like, you guys... If you start going with the story, it's kind of like the thing where if you're saying, I'm going to search around and try and find a hint of what's happened, it would be rolling out to notice. If you get the thing, you start describing what you find.
Yeah, I like it. I really do.
And we really use a chair. I was thinking we wouldn't use a chair. It's a hurricane.
And when you suggested it earlier, I was like, the chair is such a powerful mechanic. I want to save it for... somebody really botching a dice roll or something like that.
Like me. Sorry, you
Well, you use it for whatever you want. Like I said, that's a good way of gaining that characteristic. Because if someone had used that to give a characteristic to someone, you could get on more franchise dice for later points and stuff.
I didn't think of that.
So what happens if you get a characteristic? How do characteristics
If someone... Okay, you get to choose to ignore it or not. If you do roleplay it, though, at the end of the night, you get extra franchise dice to your pool.
Hmm. No. Honestly, the only reason I stood up and... used it at all was because of... I'm thinking, okay, we're having this big party at Arlington. Probably to the National Cemetery. It's guarded by Marines at all times, and he's starting to invite drug dealers. Oh, fuck's sake.
I'm trying to think, okay, how can I kind of escalate that to get a bit of that stress in there? Because let's make this an interesting story. Let's have a couple things happen here. So... That's the point of it. I mean, for everyone, you don't want it to be a cakewalk, because that will be boring eventually. You want to be making tensions of your own, and...
Yeah. My only biggest complaint about it was that, I didn't realize that we could never increase the dice we spend on our sheet, or I would have tried to be a little more well-rounded. Maybe drop my tech to two so that I have two academics. Because having a one in academics, anytime I make an academics roll, I'm scared I'm going to fuck it up. The other thing was the stress chart. This was mostly me. I kept fucking up the stress. I took so much stress damage, I feel like I was hurting our company at the end.
Well, then it was me who was too cool to work through it.
Glenn was, like, way too cool for school.
I was fucked up.
Yeah, okay.
This was a good game.
So, I don't know, if you want to take it, read over it for a bit. I've kind of read over it myself.
You're good for the whole Friday? That's the whole rule book. I wish I could... $20?
You're gonna buy it, but it's like $20 for something that small?
See, like, Savage Worlds is way bigger than this, and it's 10.
Well, that was a special offer.
Guy has to get money off his product.
Yeah. I just... No offense to him, this is not worth $20. Well, maybe. I had a really fun time, though.
Yeah?
I couldn't tell you for sure. ID badge?
Yeah. Also, there's apparently an Inspector's movie of some sort in the works.
I saw that. Reference chart.
How's that going to work?
The Forces of Evil.
Oh, okay.
I assume.
So.
That, I would love to, we should have printed those out. So we could get everybody to sign them and put it on the file, just the thing. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. Honestly, I'll give you the piece of advice that I had. I got, Men in Black, when the first movie came out, I was a stupidly big fan. Like, I had a bunch of toys, even though I was in college already. I just fucking loved it. So when they came out with a Men in Black role-playing game, I bought it. I have no idea where the books are now. But I had a really heck of a time. Like, first I just bought the Player's Handbook, and I had a heck of a time trying to think of stories and run games based on Men in Black. And then I bought the GM guide, or no, my girlfriend at the time bought me the GM guide. And the first thing it says is, if you're having trouble finding stories, buy a tabloid. Remember how in Men in Black, the movie, they grab a tabloid and they just start reading through the articles?
Well, but I mean, see, the thing is...
You could totally do that with this. Like, pick up a tabloid and be like, you find this.
But part of it is that the DM is not the one making the entire story. That's a lot.
I mean, kind of, but it would give you ideas right from the
tabloids could be all the hooks.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, like, the hooks, like, it gives you a random table. I rolled up a skeptical government official with a bizarre phenomenon in a store/office.
Cool. So, I don't know. I had a lot of fun.
Honestly, depending on how things were, I was kind of wondering if I couldn't have used...
Are we going to play this again on Friday?
I don't see my Brown's house.
Because I'm totally down now.
Yeah.
Just randomly play
it? I would probably use the investor intro for that one, where you guys are kind of meeting with your investor for the first time.
Yeah. That'd be fun too.
He's going to be Beatrice?
No. It'll be a different company.
Tsunami!
Hello there, my name is Dick Dickerson with the investment company of Crane, Kuhl, and Schmidt. And
nice.
I'm here to interview you for your qualifications for the position of our inspector's investment. What qualifications do you have?
Yeah. So. That's cool, though. I like it. I really do like it. And I would almost be willing to spend $20 on it. Because it is a ridiculous amount of
fun. I play it, it's like, no, I gotta buy that.
Yeah. Were you skeptical of the $20 price at first as well, or?
I didn't know how much it was. I heard about it, and I'm like, I need to buy that. Because I want to play it more. I mean, honestly, and if you can get the good enough group dynamic where everyone is kind of adding stuff to it, you almost play where there is no GM. Just people are going in, and it's like, okay, so I burst down the door, and what I see is...
Yeah. It'd be fun.
We can't hang out with what we
have. What other games did you bring now that we're done with Inspectors?
I brought Cash and Guns.
Citadels.
Galaxy Trucker.
I want to try Galaxy Trucker.
Do you want to
play board games, or you're going to retreat to Han?
Maybe we just need to play
Cash and Guns?
Yes.
That's the one with the foam guns that you point at each other.
Hello. Okay.
Now I guess we can turn the recording off.